Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
And good morning. Welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday. It is October 29th. Thank you guys for getting up early and checking in. You can check in a couple ways. You can follow us on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. And check in there. We have a few people checking in this morning, including Nikki, Michelle, Tony, Kelly, Mike, all listening there. And then we have our Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson studio line where you can call us direct. You can text us direct. 702-364-9400. Rocky and Jim listening this morning. So is Rick, Diane, and Sarah, Rudy, Jim, Joyce, Turtle and Boople, Zach, Sandel, Miss Kit Kat, Cujo is checking in. Deborah, Lance, Rocio, Julie, Fern, Twins Mom for Life, Nelsie listening, Dana Dane, Jessica, thank you guys so much. Hi. And how are you this morning?
Good, good. How was your night? How was last night for you?
It was good. It was kind of a little bit of a hectic afternoon, but good once we kind of got settled down, had some dinner last night. I finally finished This Is Us from the night prior, and there were some twists and turns. There was one just at the very last second. I hate and I love when they do that. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my gosh, no, are you kidding me? And so it was kind of flabbergasted by that, but it was good. And just, yeah, I had a couple of things I had to get done yesterday, and it was a nice relaxing night for me. How was your night?
It was good. A great day. Busy day. Very busy day, but yesterday was just a fun day for me. And one of the things I did do is I did go and vote yesterday afternoon, and same thing. I think you didn't have any lines on Friday when you went, and my wife voted on Friday. Same, nope, hardly any line for her. I went to downtown Summerlin, and there were a few people in line, but it moved so fast. The actual process itself of going inside and signing in and getting my card and voting took longer than the actual line itself. Very quick process.
Oh, that's good. So you got that out of the way at least.
Yes, and I was concerned too because I lost my wallet, so I didn't have my driver's license. And you can go in, you don't need your ID as long as your signature matches your voter registration card. And I was thinking, man, that card is a few years old. So what has my signature changed? So I was a little concerned if my signature would match. So I had my passport as my backup ID, but the signature matched. So I didn't need any ID and went in and got it done. It was a good feeling.
I was a little concerned that my signature was not going to look right either, because I don't know how it is at downtown Summerlin, but where I went to vote, you were writing on those little electronic things. Mm-hmm. And my signature never looks the way it really looks when I write on that. And so I was trying my hardest to make sure it looked exactly like I usually write. And it came out close. I mean, it looked good enough for them to pass, but I was just like, there's little gaps in it. Uh-huh. Because the little thing was not pressed hard enough against it and stuff. So yeah, it's very easy process. And I'm guessing the lines are going to be crazy on election day. So it's nice to kind of put that in your done list.
And it was with the signing too. For my machine, I was pressing really hard. English, pick your language, English. I'm like, it's not working. She's like, you're pressing too hard. Just tap it lightly. So I had to tap my machine lightly. And then she's like, and just sign below. And I didn't realize that the signature that I was putting down there was going to be the verification signature. She's like, and just sign it. So I did. I did a squiggly signature. It was close to my, it obviously matched, but I signed it. She's like, okay, let me just verify signatures. I'm like thinking, oh no, that I need to pay more attention to that. That's the one they're going to verify, but it was close enough and it matched and all was good. So
yeah, well, that's good. That's it always feels nice when you walk out of there knowing you did your civic duty.
And everyone working the polling stations there at downtown Summerlin, I'm assuming it's across the county here, but just so nice. So friendly, so helpful. Some people did have questions about things to do and just watching them work. And everyone there was just so happy yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it's I that's one thing as I was leaving, I was thanking all the people. I'm like, hey, thanks for volunteering. And they were just like, oh, of course. It, you know, one lady was like, I like doing it because I can vouch and say that the process is legitimate. I see how things are working. And it's my pleasure. So it was that's great. I'm glad you got that done yesterday.
And weather's perfect, too, if you want to do it today or tomorrow. So, yeah, so that was pretty much my day. It's some work stuff and voting. And I got to the gym last night, and it was a good day. It was a good day.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Grey's Anatomy is trending this morning. Is this the final year for the show? In an interview with Variety, the star of the series, Ellen Pompeo, said, "We don't know when the show is really ending yet, but the truth is, this year could be it." She says that they're not taking the decision lightly and that they're just kind of weighing out creatively what they can do right now. But she also said that this season is going to be one of their best seasons ever. The season or the series is set to return on November 12th on ABC.
When did you tap out or kind of fizzle away from that show? Do you remember?
It's been a long time. I'd say probably 5 or 6 years. Yeah, I haven't been watching it for a very long time. I liked it. I don't know. I just kind of got distracted by other shows and never really made it a priority to go back to it.
We went back and same thing. We kind of fizzled out at some point. I think probably maybe the same time as you did. But we went back and rewatched it from the beginning and we're just all into it. And then we got caught up. And we just couldn't get into the new characters. There's so much drama happens on that show. It's so good.
But I know. She's like, Meredith Grey lives the most ridiculously hard life. I'm like, how can all this happen to one person? I
mean, seriously, if you're her, would you not retire from the medical field and maybe become like an author or something? Just step away from things for a little bit.
I would just move to an island and be by myself because that's a really sad, depressing life for her. So that is trending this morning. Super Bowl is trending this morning. The NFL is moving forward with plans for a reduced capacity Super Bowl. They're planning to hold capacity to 20% at Tampa's Raymond James Stadium, seating fans in pods 6 feet apart, and masks will be required. Super Bowl 55 is set to be played on February 7th, even if the league ultimately adds on a week to its regular season. So if something happens and they have to add on another week, it's going to be in that off week between the AFC and the NFC championships where they usually have that week there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's where they're kind of move things back. And so there won't be any empty week in between those two dates. There is no set capacity figure at this time, and they will continue to monitor the pandemic to make a decision.
So there's a chance that Tom Brady might have home field advantage in the Super Bowl the way his season is going.
That is true, absolutely. Also trending this morning is Marriott. The hotel chain is now offering a day pass to people who may be sick of working from home. So this day pass, it allows people to work remotely while still getting out of the house. Day pass guests, they get a hotel room from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. with Wi-Fi, desk space, a chair, lots of electrical outlets. Guests also get to enjoy coffee, bottled water, and food that's offered by the hotel, as well as access to on-site business facilities with printing, fax, scanning equipment, and other perks like the gym and the pool. They're offering the day pass package at hotels in Atlanta, Dallas, New York, and Phoenix, but they say they are definitely planning to add more locations. Maybe we'll be lucky enough to get one. I like this. I think this is a neat option for people who are just like, I want to go to the office, but my office is not open. I just need to get out of the house.
Just change of scenery, change of environment. I think this is awesome, too. Then it also puts some people in the hotels, get people working at the hotels as well. I think this is a win-win for everyone.
I'm concerned that some people may take advantage of it and use it for their hourly activities instead. Like, oh, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is perfect. Get in, do what I got to do, and then get out of here.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see. And then finally, Burger King is trending. Your next meal there may be a little greener because the fast food chain is launching a pilot program to reduce its environmental impact. So what they're doing is they're going to provide reusable sandwich and beverage containers. What that means is that when you order a Whopper, a soft drink, or a coffee as usual, they may be served in a container that you don't toss, made out of plastic. You can opt in, you'll be charged a deposit, but you'll also get a refund when it's returned. Right now, it's only in some locations in New York City, Portland, and Tokyo, but if all goes well, more cities will be added later.
Hey, going back to that last story with the hotel one, were you insinuating that people might use their time for a little hanky-panky in the afternoon?
I was.
Little afternoon delight.
Yeah, I kind of like went over like a lead balloon.
No, that's all I was pressuring. She's talking about hanky-panky. Get your work done and play. You're in a hotel room, might as well, right?
And then afterwards, go over to Burger King to get yourself some meat. And there you go. That's what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1292.
Oh, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. It is almost 6 o'clock here on Thursday, October 29th. Sounds so weird to say that, but yes, we are almost at the end of October, and November is next week. Halloween this weekend. Tomorrow is Nevada Day, so I know that the kids get that day off, although they're at home. Most of them are at home. Not all of them, but the ones that are at home. I'm sure they still appreciate getting the chance to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, don't have to worry about waking up and doing your classes. Don't worry about doing homework tonight. Do it over the weekend. It's a good feeling going into a three-day weekend.
I love that Nevada Day is Halloween officially, and that I couldn't figure out, why does everyone have the Friday off before Halloween? Or if Halloween was on a Friday, why does everyone get that day off? And when I moved here, I didn't understand it. And it's just something that is so nice every time this year, you know?
It's a great time of year, and there's a big football game this weekend, too. UNLV, UNR. It's Saturday night, Allegiant Stadium. Fans will be in attendance, and hopefully UNLV will win and keep the Fremont Cannon down here in Las Vegas.
I know you had mentioned you were trying to get tickets. Are you going to go to that?
I'm out of town this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to see my wife is in California for 2 weeks. So Saturday morning, I'm going to wake up and drive to California and be there Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and come back Sunday afternoon. So I'll be out of town on Saturday.
That's a quick trip. Just going to do a little round tripper.
Yeah, nice one. It's an easy drive. She's in La Quinta, which is just south of Palm Springs. So it's a 3.5-hour drive. I take the back way through Joshua Tree, through the desert. It's a 2-lane highway. I love this drive. I'm looking forward to the drive. So it's a quick trip, but it's a fun drive, and it should be a really nice Saturday afternoon and Saturday night for us. So
that sounds cool. That'll be nice to get out of town a little bit.
But here's the thing, though. So Saturday night is Halloween, and I'm not sure if I'm having trick-or-treaters in my neighborhood or what's going on. So do I keep my floodlights turned off? They're on a timer. So I set the timer for them to turn on maybe at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Do I just have them turn on at regular time, but then some kids might come up and knock on the door, no one's home? What would be the best game plan, do you think?
I mean, if you don't want to go through the hassle of turning them off, I don't think it's that big of a deal. There's been plenty of times my kids have gone up trick-or-treating, and I remember doing the same thing when I was little, and you go up to certain houses with a porch light on and nobody answers. So you just turn around and walk away. I think you'll be fine no matter what.
As a kid, I still went to the houses where the lights were off too.
I'm Did
like,
you?
Listen, it's Halloween, man. Are you inside there? What's going on? Come on. I'm here. I'm dressed up and I want some candy.
Yeah. If there was like a Halloween decoration and the lights were off, the kids would go up there, but they never answered, and they just turn around kind of dejected. I'm like, oh, let's go to the next house. You know, what are you going to do? It's a piece of candy.
What do you got planned for a piece of candy, man? When you're 10 years old, that is gold, baby. That is gold.
We're gonna do our neighborhood's doing like a little Halloween parade, and people are going to set up stuff on the sidewalks in front of their house, like a little table, and kids are going to go around and grab their candy. So that's what we're going to do, I think, just kind of hang out there. One of us will be on table duty. The other one will go around with Brooklyn, who'll be trick-or-treating. So that's about it. My husband has to work all weekend, so it's going to be kind of a juggling act. I'm hoping he gets home in time for the festivities
because
NHRA is in town, and I don't know. Sometimes he gets home kind of late. So if that's the case, then I guess Big Sister will take Brooklyn around to trick-or-treat. But yeah, just kind of just looking forward to the weekend, and I love Halloween. And then as of Sunday, you know, it's bound to happen. All things will turn to Christmas because that's just how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some stories coming up in the Daily Dirt about how some people are a step ahead of us already making that transition to Christmas. It's crazy. But at this point, nothing's going to surprise me about 2020. And I think that if anything brings you a little joy and makes you smile, it's okay, right?
Yeah. You got to go for it. When we did the Christmas, and was it in July we did it?
The radio station?
Or maybe it was earlier than that. It was nice. It was a nice little treat at the time.
It just kind of perks you up a little. Some people hate it. I know, and I get it. Some people are like, this is ridiculous. But hey, you know what? Do what makes you feel good is what I say.
And then this weekend, too, you get that extra hour of sleep. We're falling back an hour this coming weekend. So
I'm going to try to stay on my normal sleep schedule. I don't like how I feel once it kicks in. So I'm going to try and train myself. I've been trying to go to bed a little earlier, which I think is completely backfiring. I think I should have done that for the spring forward. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I'll adjust this weekend.
Yeah.
So today's the last day for you to pick up one of those Apple iPads. And we have yours this morning right around 8 o'clock hour. So 8:20, we do that, right? In the 8?
Let me see here. Yeah, 8 o'clock hour. We've got it.
So we do 8:20, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. 8:20, an Apple iPad for you. And then coming up here in the dirt, we now have the Jonas Blessing. What is it, and why do athletes want the Jonas Blessing? Details in 7 minutes.
Celebrate your voice and make sure you're registered to vote in the November 3rd election.
Now, more than ever, your vote is your voice. Make yours count.
Log on to mix941.fm and register to vote today.
Please call a friend or family member and ask them if they're registered.
In November, your vote is your voice.
If the world was ending, you come over, right?
That's JP Sachs with Julia Michaels. If the world was ending on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
There is a new term called the Jonas Blessing. After athletes attend a Jonas Brothers concert, apparently good things happen. So September 2019, Patrick Mahomes attends a show, meets the band. He wins the Super Bowl. December 2019, baseball player Cody Bellinger attends a show, meets the band. The Dodgers just won the World Series. Let's go to February of this year. Race car driver Lewis Hamilton attends a show, meets the band. Just last week, he won his 92nd Grand Prix, the most of all time. And here is Nick Jonas to explain more about the Jonas Blessing.
So, for all you athletes out there who want to win championships, Grand Prix, and everything in between, listen up. The key to success, come to a Jonas Brothers show. Basically the reverse of the Drake curse. Let's call it the Jonas Blessing. And just remember, it's not about how hard you practice, how naturally gifted you are. It's about the year 3000.
I fully support the Jonas Blessing, but that's a bit of a stretch, you think? I mean, Cody Bellinger in 2019 and then won the World Series. Well, I mean, it was almost a year ago.
It was the following season, though. Just arguing the side of the Jonas Blessing.
Did he eat pizza? Did they all eat pizza this year? Could it be the pizza blessing? Come on. It's a bit of a stretch, but I'll go with it just because I like the Jonas Brothers.
He said it's better than the, what's the Drake curse?
That is the curse. If Drake shows up to your game, you're going to lose. That's very well known.
You know, I think there's a Mercedes in the morning blessing. Who won the race here in Las Vegas? Kurt Busch? Kyle Busch?
Kurt Busch.
Wasn't he on with us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a lot of winners. We've had a lot of people die after they came on the show, too.
Who's died after coming on the show?
Oh, man. Didn't we have, a streak where people would come on and then they'd die?
Right.
We had, a streak for, 4 months. It's like, oh, no.
Yes.
How's this person's health? How old are they? Now let's not have them come on because bad things have been happening. I can't remember who, but we had a streak where three people died after they came on the show.
Isn't there a comedian, Richard Jenny? Is that his name? There was a comedian. I remember he came on and he died because I remember hanging up his picture in our old office in honor of his losing his life.
Yeah. So you can look at it anyway. Blessings, curses. Life, people. It's life.
All right. If you've been wanting to sneak away from the pandemic for a birthday party on a private island like Kim Kardashian, we've been talking about this now. We now know how much that would cost you. $1 million. The New York Post says it happened over 5 days at the Brando, which is a luxurious island resort. It's got 35 villas. So Kim chartered an 88-seat Boeing 777 to get everyone there. And they could have social distanced on the plane a bit because there were around 30 people in her group. Their package included, we talked about this yesterday, lavish dinners, spa visits, guided hikes, bike riding, kayaking, swimming with whales, a movie on the beach. So Kim is getting a lot of backlash about her humble bragging over this, but she has apparently seen the criticism because yesterday she tweeted, quote, "Now that I have your attention, this is a reminder to vote 6 days."
As far as like the 30 people on the plane and the group and all that, didn't she say they all quarantined and all got tested?
Yep, all tested. Yeah.
So they're good there. I know people. I guess maybe it's the timing, but it costs her $1 million to do this, and I'm sure $1 million to her is like nothing.
That is nothing. Yeah, to a Kardashian. You kidding me?
Whatever.
Come on now. Big Brother last night. I won't give any spoilers here, but did you watch it last night?
No, I know who won, and I have it on the DVR. I never got to watching it last night.
Are you happy with who won?
I mean, it was like the lesser of three evils.
Right.
I mean, of all the... No, actually, it's the second one. There was someone else I would have preferred to win. But yeah, there's definitely someone I'm glad that did not win.
Okay, so Big Brother fans, if you watched it, hopefully you're agreeing with Mercedes, disagreeing with her. Season 23, by the way, is confirmed for next summer. So more Big Brother coming our way. And then
I think they're doing a winter Big Brother.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I thought I saw that. I thought Julie Chen had tweeted that out at some point that they're going to actually do a winter Big Brother.
So this one started back in, was it around July it started?
Yeah, I think so.
So they went in the house in July. What if they're walking? Because they're no contact with the outside world. What if they're walking out thinking the pandemic is over? We're good now? Oh, we're not? Oh, okay.
Man, no such luck.
Masked Singer. So spoiler here. I'm going to tell you who was revealed last night on The Masked Singer. It was The Lips. And here is The Lips singing last night.
And love is just a man.
I don't have any of the clues here, but just based on the singing, do you know who it is?
I hope it's not a real singer because then it's not very good. Is it like a comedian or I don't know. I can't. That's not very good.
I think she's had some comedy background. It's Wendy Williams who was The Lips. Wendy Williams.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was not good. Sorry, Wendy.
All right. Coming up next hour, Harry Styles leaves a fan the ultimate surprise. What did he do and why? You should always keep your bedroom clean because of it. Details right around 7:15.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
That's Halsey on Mix 94.1. It is 6:33. Mercedes in the Morning. Halsey just, she shaved her head. We were talking about that last week. And she just got two new tattoos on her head where she shaved it.
I saw
two
those.
Two stars there. That, I don't know. I've never had a tattoo before, but that looks painful. To get it right in your skull. I don't know.
The upside is if you're not a fan of it, you screw your hair out and you have to worry about it.
Very true. Very true. So if she gets sick of it, yeah, just to get a new hairstyle and it'll be good to go.
You see these all around town. And I'm wondering if anyone's ever called one of these numbers before. You see a lot of roadside stands selling stuff. Has anybody ever bought anything from a roadside stand? My wife bought some fruit. And it was actually really, really good. But I was at an intersection yesterday and there's one of those signs that says cash for houses. And it had like a number, like a dollar sign next to it, and then the phone number. Has anyone ever, you're sitting at a stop sign, and you see that sign and say to yourself, you know what? I'm getting ready to sell my home. I want some cash. This looks good. Let me call it. And have you called it, and did it work? What do you get when you call that number?
I hesitate on stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure there are some great people with some legitimate businesses on that, but I don't know. If it doesn't give me information, and I've seen those signs, they're just like white signs with black lettering, or some of them are just handwritten, and it's like... I've never done anything like that. I've seen like dog grooming or sell your house or gosh, I don't know, lawn maintenance, things like that. And I always get kind of leery if it looks like it's just something that someone wrote on a cardboard side of a box and stuck it up there. I don't know.
And if you're one of those businesses that do that, have you had any results? Like, you know what? Hey, we need some more advertising. Tom, make a sign and go to Charleston at 215 and put it at the intersection there. I'm right there at the off-ramp. Let's see if we get any calls.
I have purchased stuff roadside before. I've done the same thing with fruit. I've purchased roadside fruit before. And then what else have I? I've seen like they show up here every once in a while near the radio station on Buffalo and Warm Springs. There's someone that comes out with their SUV and they open up the hatchback and they have blankets. blankets galore. All sorts of blankets, sports blankets, decorative blankets, just regular blankets. And I've also seen them selling sheets before. And they say they're high thread count sheets, but I've never purchased those.
This intersection is a hotbed for that kind of activity, because I've also seen someone selling carpet, like small carpets, area rugs. And then a recent one, there's a mask vendor that sets up shop over here. And it looks like they have all kinds of different masks with logo, a sports team, same thing. Maybe it's the same guy that has the sports blankets. He's got sports teams and everything else and all kinds of masks. I've seen that up here at the corner.
It makes it convenient if you're driving somewhere and maybe you're stuck at the red light and you're like, hey, I could just turn off real fast. But I never see them super, super busy. What's the thing you bought from a roadside vendor or maybe off of a roadside sign? 702-364-9400. Tina and Lisa both say beef jerky. Yeah, you know it's going to be good beef jerky if it's off of a roadside stand. Barbie says honey from a little stand outside of Bakersfield. We go once a year. Yeah, that seems like, you know, some nice beekeeper making their honey and they're like, let's go just outside and try to sell it. And you know that's got to be the best honey ever.
That's like a farmer's market, like the true farmer's market. Maybe a roadside, they have their honey farm right there, or you're driving by like a regular farm and they got corn and other produce out there. That stuff is always the freshest because they just literally just picked it and brought it out and put it for sale.
Yeah, I know there's a tamale guy. I think he's in North Vegas somewhere. I forget the intersection because people have told me about him before. They say if you ever see him out there, you have to stop. Best tamales ever. And I've never seen him out there. I'm not in that part of town very often, but if I am up there, I just always kind of keep my eyes open. Like, okay, you know, where does anyone know who I'm talking about? And does anybody know what that intersection is? It's supposed to be absolutely amazing. But there, when the place I used to get my hair cut, there was a guy that would come in there and he would go to all the stands and say, do you guys want anything? And he'd have fresh cut fruit and he'd have like nuts, candies. He'd have all sorts of like little snacks. And I loved when I was getting my haircut on the days he would come in because he had these peanuts that were spicy. They had this, he made this coating for them himself. So hot. And I love those peanuts. So I would always ask, do you have the spicy peanuts? And he's like, yes, I do. And I'd always buy those from him.
But this is a guy, though, you haven't seen in a while, right? And maybe mentioned before. We need to track him down.
I go to a different place now, so I don't know if he goes there anymore.
So we need where's the tamale guy or tamale lady? What intersection are they at? Because that sounds really good today.
Yeah.
And then also, any updates on your spicy peanut guy, too? We need information on that.
If you are the spicy peanut guy, I'm looking for you. And I have a new place that I go to now that I'm sure you could get business there. So I'll tell you all about it. Please, I miss you.
All right, coming up, we do have the hot three. What do you got for us?
All right, so there's a big cyber threat concern, where they are targeting and why you need to be aware of it. We're going to talk about that. Also, 1 in 7 Americans say they will definitely be doing this on election night. We'll tell you what it is. And, you know, if you have kids, they're going to go trick-or-treating. What candies do they have that have the highest trade value? Might be worth a little investment if you want to try to get some good candy from your kids this year. We'll tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's Justin Bieber on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Saturday is Halloween, and we're putting an expensive apple in your trick-or-treat bag. 820, we have for you an Apple iPad.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Ransomware attacks may be ramping up against the medical community. Hospitals across the country are being urged to take action to stop a ransomware attack that could disrupt healthcare services. The FBI and federal cybersecurity officials say they have credible information of an increase in imminent cybercrime threat to hospitals and healthcare providers. Hackers are reportedly targeting the healthcare sector with malware that could lead to data theft and the disruption of healthcare services. Some hospitals have already been attacked with a new strain of the Ryuk ransomware. So definitely something to be aware of. When you like fill out your medical paperwork and they ask, you know, like literally for every bit of information on you, do you fill out everything? Because I'll leave things blank. Like, I don't put my social security number on there. I just, you know, the the vitals that they have to have, I do, but I never put my social security number on
there. I do. Yeah, I fill it all out. I put everything down. I do. And then when they ask you, but the only stuff is like the laundry list of, have you ever had a cold? Have you ever had the sniffles, the flu, that stuff? I just go, no, just strike through it. No, 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 no.
Are you alive? No.
No, 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 no.
Also this morning, get ready for some hungover coworkers next Wednesday, because a lot of people plan to drink their way through election night. 26% of Americans say they will be drinking beer as they watch the results roll in next Tuesday. 23% say some wine for them. And 1 in 7 aren't messing around. 15% will drink liquor. 1 in 8 also say they'll consume some sort of cannabis product on election night.
It is legal here.
Of course it is. Yeah. Enjoy. 48% say they're more stressed about this election than other elections in the past, which might explain the drinking. Just under half of us plan to watch the results come in, but big parties are out this year. 84% say they wouldn't feel comfortable watching with more than 10 people, and a lot less say that they wouldn't, and a lot said less than that wouldn't be okay either. 46% are going to lean on junk food to get them through. 42% say they're probably going to order pizza, and 23% say they will not look at any results on election night. They're just going to check in on Wednesday morning.
Oh, yeah. Just take the stress off of it. Just turn off all devices, too, because I'm sure you'll get family members and friends sending you messages and whatnot. Just turn everything off and just go dark and wake up the following morning. Hopefully, as everything's done, we'll find out. But then you turn on your phone and get the results.
Yeah, that's surprising that so many people, 23%, say, yeah, I just don't want to know any of it. Wake up the next day. Oh, okay, who won? Okay, gotcha.
I remember the last presidential election. It was just a regular day for me. Like, I went to the gym, did all my activities, then came. But the time I got back home, some results were starting to roll in. But outside of that, I wasn't sitting in front of the TV all day waiting for results to come in.
No. I was.
Were you?
Finally this morning, we've seen a million lists that rank the best Halloween candies, but this one's got a nice twist. Someone ranked the most popular candies by their trade value. Now, meaning how much they're worth if you're trading candy with other kids. And they factored in how good each candy is, but they also looked at how rare and exciting kids think that they are. So keep this in mind. Number one, maybe a little controversial. I was surprised that this was the candy with the highest trade value. So let's start at number 5 instead. Number 5, the highest trade value candy are Butterfingers. M&M's come in at number 4. Cash. Some people, they just hand out dollar bills on Halloween. And if you're lucky enough to get one, the trade-in value is a lot more than a dollar's worth of candy. So keep that in mind. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They're also named the best candy overall, followed by Kit Kats, Butterfinger, Twix, and Starburst. But as far as trade value goes, they're at number 2. And the most valuable candy, as far as trading goes, are candy jewelry or novelty lips. Now, they put those at the top because they're rare, and kids are willing to give up a lot of candy for them.
They're talking about the wax lips?
Yeah.
Those are fun.
I haven't seen those in a long time. I've seen the candy necklaces, and that was always such a great idea until you used it. So I loved having these candy necklaces. I thought they were so cool. And I'd, pull it, stretch it, take a bite, eat a couple pieces, put it back on. But then your neck gets all sticky because you just put your mouth all over the candy. And I never finished an entire one. It was just the novelty of it all.
And that's for me, it was the lollipop ring. Did you ever have that look like a big diamond, but it was actual lollipops?
I love ring pops.
You put it on your finger, though, and you suck on it for a little bit. And then if you kind of walk around with this cool ring pop, it's getting all dirty and everything as you walk around.
See, I always finished the ring pop, which was interesting. I would turn it into a shiv. I would suck on it, so it turned into a pointy thing. And, oh, man, I used to feel so powerful with that. Like, I had brass knuckles. Yeah. I've got a brass candy ring here.
All right, coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour, in the dirt, Harry Styles leaves a fan the ultimate surprise. What did he do and why? You should always keep your bedroom clean because of it. I'll explain right around 7:15.
Mix 94.1, that's Kid Rock, and it is 6:59 on Thursday morning. I was just responding to a text. This would never fly. We were talking about trading Halloween candy when you were kids and things that are worth things. And my friend just texted. She said, for us, the big trade bait in our house is gummies. We used to ride around and trick or treat, and anyone that got gummies, we'd try to push them off their. Wow, that would never fly now. I was like, I hope you were wearing a helmet. And she said, nope, we rode our bikes without helmets. That would never fly now. Is there something that would just, I mean, I think about the way kind of my mom and my dad parented me. And it was like kind of nonchalant. I think about how they were always so like, do what you got to do. You know, it was always, everything was all good. But now, like some of the things I look back on that they did, they would never fly now. Never fly.
But look, we made it, though. We made it. Here we are today. 702-364-9400. What was that thing that your parents did back in the day that would not fly today? There's so many that pop into mind. But one, sticking with a Halloween theme, for us as kids, my neighborhood's like it's a horseshoe-shaped neighborhood. And our house is in the center of the horseshoe. So for trick-or-treating, we would do one leg of the horseshoe, come back, unpack our stuff, do the second leg, and come back and have all our candy. But then across the street, there was a big neighborhood called Salisbury Farms. And these were big houses separated far apart. And at that point, that's when we would jump in someone's truck. I don't know whose truck it was, but my dad would be in the truck with whoever was driving. And all of us kids would be in the back of this pickup truck. And we go racing to this neighborhood, and then we jump out of the truck and go trick-or-treating, and then come back to the truck, jump in the back. Some kids would sit on the hood of the truck as they drove us from house to house. That would not fly today.
Never would that fly. What is something your parents did that would never fly now? 702-364-9400. There's just no way. Just got this one. It said, I would drink so much soda. Literally breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They never had a limit on me drinking the soda. That would never fly now. I had a limit. We were only allowed to drink a soda on weekends. And it was always that 2-liter stupid bottle. I hate it so much. On Friday, it was amazing. It was like nice and fizzy. Saturday, I kind of lost a little something, but it's still drinkable. And then Sunday, the last day of this freedom to drink soda. It was flat. It was terrible. But you still drank it because you knew you weren't going to get any more until the next weekend. I was totally fine with it.
We were the same way. But it was only Friday nights. I think Friday nights and Saturday nights, that was it. It was always flat. And I remember, though, my sister would always put ice in hers. And that's when I realized it was cold. I'm not putting ice. I get more soda in my Tupperware cup if I don't put ice in it.
Oh, see, what you do to bypass that is you get two glasses. You get one with ice, you get one with soda. You fill up the soda one, and then you gradually pour from that one into the ice one.
Brilliant.
There's little tricks. There's hacks all over the place. What did your parents do that would never fly now? 702-364-9400. Just kind of on yours, JC, this text came in. It said, rode in the back of a pickup, freeway and all.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do that. We'd sit on the, my uncle's truck, the little wheel well above that. Uh-huh. I thought that was a seat for people. I didn't know that was for the wheel. I was like, oh, I got my own personal seat here. Granted, we hit one bump wrong, I'd probably go flying out of there. Let's go to the phones. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kendall.
Hey, Kendall, what did your parents do that would never fly now?
So back then, in the old school days, if you did something wrong in school or you stole something, you would get an old school whooping. But now, parents can't do that these days.
Yeah, the days of the whooping are gone.
Was it true that teachers used to give whoopings too? I never experienced that, but I remember like hearing, or maybe that was our parents' generation, where teachers would get the ruler and take it to the kids. Was that allowed at one point?
That was not anything that I ever witnessed. But maybe, yeah, our parents' generation, it did. I'm not sure.
I'm glad I don't have that.
Yeah. Didn't you say that didn't you go to school with nuns? Did you say they whooped you?
No. I went to Catholic school and they never put a hand on us. They would scold us. I had one teacher, okay. Mrs. Marvolo. She taught in Brooklyn her entire career, and she came down to this Catholic school to retire. So she was tough. She wasn't a nun. She wouldn't touch us, but woo, she would kick trash cans. I remember one day this kid, what was his name? His desk was so messy. She picked up his desk, held it up, and shook everything out all over the ground. She's like, clean it up and make it neat. No. Like, whoa, Mrs. Marvolo laying the law down.
Getting a bunch of texts here. This one says a homemade slip and slide, dish soap and water on the patio. We did that too in my backyard. Those were the best. They were so slippery. This one says, as far as this flat soda, drink out of cans instead of 2 liters and it won't go flat. Well, yeah, that's what we wanted to do, but my parents only bought the 2 liters. They were cheaper. They were like 99 cents. This one says, I would sit on my aunt's lap and help her drive the car when I was 10 years old.
Yes.
That's from Tiffany. That was so exciting. Yeah, I would never let my kids sit on my lap and do that now. There's no way.
I was cutting my lawn when I was 10 years old on a riding mower at 10 years old. There's so many hazards in that. One, just moving, operating equipment. And secondly, one with blades.
Yeah, that sounds all dangerous. Just completely dangerous to me.
Dad didn't have to mow the lawn. Son's got it. All right, coming up here in the dirt, Harry Styles leaves a fan the ultimate surprise. What did he do? And why you should always keep your bedroom clean because of what he did. Details in just about 7 minutes. Kygo with One Republic. Lose somebody on Mix 94.1.
We never gossip. Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Harry Styles, his car broke down. So while he waited for assistance, someone let him into their home. And it turns out a fan lived there, but wasn't home at the time. Her name is Theodore, and she shared the note that Harry Styles left and some of the pictures that her dad took of Harry Styles hanging out in her house, hanging out in her bedroom, and he actually fed her fish as well.
Wow, that is just, that sucks. That really sucks for her. I mean, what a great story, but I hope at some point they get to meet or he does something so that that can happen because I would be devastated.
You imagine you're a kid. I know you're a big fan of Alanis Morissette. You're somewhere and then you come home and your dad's like, oh, an Alanis Morissette was here? She stayed. That took some pictures.
I would still be this way even if I wasn't a kid and it was Harry Styles at my house. I would want to meet them.
Now, someone tweeted, a little reminder to always keep your house/bedroom clean in case Harry Styles' car breaks down and he has to come in for some tea.
That's crazy.
Here's an interesting headline. Brad Pitt and his married girlfriend, broke up. So he was dating 28-year-old. She's a German model named Nicole. Nicole is in an open marriage, so her husband was cool with her dating Brad Pitt, but that relationship came to an end.
Yeah, that's a... Your wife wants to date Brad Pitt. Are you like, okay, well, that's an opportunity of a lifetime. Go for it, girl.
Yeah. Brad and Angelina, by the way, are fighting it out in court over the custody of their kids. Angelina wants to be able to take them abroad, a move that Brad opposes because he wants joint custody. So Angelina, she just apparently fired one of her attorneys. And then Brad Pitt, they're saying he's planning on bringing in 21 witnesses. Jolie has 7 witnesses. They say Brad is bringing in a lot of experts to vouch for his parenting skills.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Adele, she wants everyone to know that she is still single. There were some rumors going around that she was dating a British singer by the name of Skepta, but she says she is still single. She is not dating anyone right now.
Didn't she say she was like she's still a cat lady,
yeah,
that stays at home?
Some new music. Kelly Clarkson is welcoming in the holiday season a little earlier. She just dropped a new Christmas song called Under the Mistletoe, featuring Brett Eldridge. Here is some of the Kelly Clarkson song.
Wrapped up in your arms is where I want to spend my night. So hot, how much I want you.
Do you think of us?
How I want your love.
Is it too late, too late to let you know I can't quite escape how much I need.
Mariah will be the one that kicks off the Christmas season when she drops her song, when her song starts to play.
Which, that's such a great song, that Mariah one. But I have to say, Kelly Clarkson, in my opinion, has the most underrated Christmas song out there. That, and I'm spacing the name of it. It's like, da na da na 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 da na 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 na. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I open up the Kelly Clarkson library. Anyone know what it is?
It's like Christmas. Da na na na. It is the, in my opinion, one of the best Christmas songs out there.
Is it I'll Be Home for Christmas? Let's see here. Hold on, you guys.
See. No, I don't think it's
White
that.
Christmas.
No. Oh. Underneath the Tree, it's called.
Underneath the Tree. We don't have it.
We don't hear.
Let's see. Hold on a second.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. It is such a good Christmas song.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay, good. This is my favorite. So underrated. I love that song.
You got to respect how it starts, too. You think it's going to be a sappy Christmas song with how it starts? Okay, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden,
the kick in
yep.
is everything. Yeah, so everyone oohs and ahs over Mariah, and I love that song, don't get me wrong, but that is my favorite, like, modern-day Christmas song.
All right, I want to give you a cover here. Do you know the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, the band?
Yeah.
Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Willie Nelson recorded a new cover of Under Pressure. So that was the David Bowie Queen song. So let me give you the original right here. Know the song, so I just love hearing covers. Here's the new cover from Karen O and Willie Nelson.
Keep on the streets, da da dee da day. Keep on the streets, da da dee da dee da dee da. It's the terror I'm knowing what the world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out.
I challenge anyone to find a young photo of Willie Nelson. The guy has always been like an old guy.
Yeah, he was born old.
With a bandana
he
on.
He was an old man when he was born.
He came out, oh my gosh, it's an old man. No.
Not a huge fan of that cover, I'll be honest. I was kind of meh.
Well, when you try to tackle Queen and David Bowie, that's a big tackle.
Yeah, to me, they sounded like two different songs. It didn't even sound like a cover.
1 hour from right now, we're putting an expensive Apple in your trick-or-treat bag. We've been giving these away all week long. We're talking about the Apple iPad. Today's the last day, and we have yours coming up at 8:20. Here's Maren Morris, The Bones, Mix 94.1.
Imagine Dragons on Mix 94.1. It is 7:28 Thursday morning. Mercedes in the morning. We were just talking about Christmas music, and Kelly Clarkson has a new Christmas song out. We're talking about some of our favorite Christmas songs of all time. And something crazy, yesterday I was, my husband and I, we go for a walk every night, and I had already seen one house in my neighborhood with them. And yesterday I saw a second Christmas lights. Two people in my neighborhood have their Christmas lights on already. And originally I thought, oh, they're lights for Halloween. They're purple and orange. One of my neighbors has Halloween lights out. But they're not. They're actual Christmas lights. One of them has a sign. I guess they're like advertising for the people. And they're like, hey, holiday lighting, call, blah, blah, blah. And the other one that just went up yesterday, we were walking by and they were putting up. And my husband goes, oh, Christmas already? And he turns around and goes, you got it. And we're like, oh my gosh, I thought it was maybe Halloween lights. Christmas lights already.
Are they, do you see them lit up at night, or are they taking advantage of the nice weather? Because we used to do that back east, is when it was still warm out, you'd hang up your Christmas lights, you get a jump on things, but you don't turn them on until Thanksgiving, December, because it's nice out. It'd be outside versus hanging these things in December when it's cold out.
I don't know. The one that with the sign on it, I don't think that they've been lit up, because when I have driven by at night, I haven't noticed them. But the guy last night that was putting them up, I'm not sure. We haven't gone past his house at night yet. So they just went up yesterday. But either way, I know a lot of people will say it's too soon for that. I know other people who have talked about already putting up their Christmas trees. And so the question is, 702-364-9400, how early is too early? Or if you're one of those people that has already done that, why? Is it because of this year? Is it just because you like it? Is it you want something to make you smile? 702-364-9400.
You walk into Lowe's, it's Christmas. It was Christmas time, I felt like, last month. I was in Lowe's over the weekend, and it is loaded with Christmas stuff out there. So in the mind of Lowe's, it's Christmas season. Look, if it makes you happy, especially this year with everything that's going on, go for it. Light them up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a definitive rule that says you have to do it at this time, but it just seems a lot earlier than usual. Usually, I see it at the beginning of November. I personally love the idea. I think it does make me happy too. But I hear the people that say, you know, let's give some respect to Thanksgiving. And we don't typically decorate for Thanksgiving. So now I want to do it a little early, earlier than I usually do. But I'm wondering, you know, is it just because it's 2020 why people are doing it so early? Coming up next hour in the Hot 3, I have a story about Christmas movies. And how people are going insane for Christmas movies now in October.
What is, so, I mean, if you're someone in the neighborhood wants to do it, and that's the right to do it, so be it. What about the advertising? We talked about Disney has a Christmas ad running already. What if you started getting bombarded if everyone made the switch to their Christmas commercials? Would that be too much for you, or would you accept that right now in October?
Doesn't bother me whatsoever. It really doesn't. It does. I could hear them in March, and I'd be totally fine with it. I'm a fan. It makes me happy, and I'm all for anything that makes people happy. But I do get a little leery of doing things too early. Just I shouldn't care, but I hear the people like Thanksgiving is coming first, for God's sakes, you know. Just like okay, sorry. Let's talk to Anonymous here. Good morning, Anonymous. Hello. Oh well, there we go. Yeah. So anyway,
Christmas is the Super Bowl. Thanksgiving is the halftime show. We're enjoying the game, having fun. We'll stop down for the halftime show. Halftime show was big. Oh, let's celebrate halftime show. Stop down for Thanksgiving, then pick up the Christmas celebration afterwards.
But so you can start it first and then put it on pause and then start it again.
Yeah, I no problem starting Christmas celebration prior to Thanksgiving. But we need to stop down and respect Thanksgiving, in my mind.
I'm looking here at some of the tweets coming in text. November 1st is the earliest. You should put up your tree if you have family coming in town. It sets the mood for your home. Anything earlier is too much. This one says, some neighborhood people, they go all out and leave them on Taylor Swift style. Leave them, and what a waste of electricity. This one says, yeah, I'm putting up my lights now because the weather is great. I don't turn them on, though, and it's never too early for Christmas. And a lot of people saying 2020 deserves a little extra Christmas this year. Set them up early.
Hey, November 1st is Sunday, so if people say November is when you do it, that's just a couple days away.
I fully feel like we will be in full-on holiday mode on Monday morning on the show. I really do. I just feel like, okay, once the switch happens, we're going to go all out.
We have next hour, 820, that iPad for you. Win yourself an iPad. That is awesome. And the hot three's coming up next. What do we got?
All right. The average couple argues about this 156 times a year. Can you guess what it is? Also, we're going to be falling back for daylight saving on Saturday into Sunday. Here's exactly what time to get into bed based on when you need to wake up. There's a formula that they say will help you get the best sleep ever. And do you believe in ghosts? And if so, do you want your ghosts to haunt people when you die? Well, maybe we can make that happen. We'll explain coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's Mercedes in the Morning, Mix 94.1. That was The Weeknd with Blinding Lights.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Here's more proof that marriage is really just a never-ending debate over where to get dinner. According to a new survey, the average couple gets into three arguments a week over what restaurant to get dinner from.
Yes!
Yeah, that works out to 156 arguments every year. Now, here are the top things that people debate. Where to order from, what to order, who's going to pick it up, how much food to get, and will you share or each just get your own thing? Each of those debates takes an average of 17 minutes to resolve, so that adds up to more than 44 hours a year. The survey also found 2 out of 5 people say food compatibility is so important in a relationship that it would be a deal breaker if they were dating someone who liked different foods than them.
For me and my wife, she doesn't think hours ahead. I'll ask her 2 o'clock in the afternoon, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? I don't know. I'm not hungry. I'll be fine. Like, well, yeah, I'm not hungry either. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but think 4 hours from now, 5 hours from now. You're going to be hungry at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So what would you like at 6 or 7 o'clock?
And then does she decide?
So we have to get to the back and forth. But you taught me a trick. What was the trick as in deciding on where to go to dinner?
So what you do is you say to your spouse, I'm going to take you to dinner tonight, and we're going to go to your favorite place. Guess where?
We're going to Other Mama?
Yes!
Ah, yes!
And you just pick with whatever they say. And that way you don't have to argue. You know they're getting what they like. Or you don't even have to say, like, it's your favorite place. Like, we're going to go get your what do you want for dinner tonight? I don't know. Well, I have an idea. I want to get you something really special. Guess what it is? And then they'll say, like, you know, KFC? Yes! KFC! That's exactly what I was going to do.
Brilliant. Use it for everything. Guess where we're going this summer for vacation?
Paris? Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah, on the strip.
Yeah, exactly. Also this morning, we get to fall back and gain an hour this Sunday. So if you're sleep deprived, that's good news. But here's something else you can do. Someone created an online calculator that tells you exactly what time to go to bed based on when you need to get up. Everyone says you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep, but it's not really that simple because we sleep in cycles that are around 90 minutes long. You're supposed to get through 5 or 6 of those cycles a night, and if you wake up in the middle of one, you feel more sluggish. So sometimes it's better to wake up earlier before a new cycle starts. A company in the UK built this sleep calculator that gives you 4 different options depending on how late you need to stay up. And it takes the average person 14 minutes to fall asleep, so they factored that in. All you do is enter your wake-up time, and it spits out 4 possible bedtimes. So, for example, let's say you need to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. You need to get in bed at 9:46, 11:16, 12:46, or 2:16 a.m.
2:16 a.m.
Yeah, that's all just based on the cycles because you don't want to get into another sleep cycle. Mm-hmm. You'll be sluggish. So those are the times that you should get into bed if you got to wake up at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, that's a late bedtime.
That well, yeah. I mean, you're only getting, you know, like 5 hours of sleep, less than that. But I'm thinking about it, and that's kind of what I get at night. So,
oh, you were straight up sleep deprived.
Yeah.
We are. I came to that realization finally over the weekend. We are sleep deprived. I'm not complaining about it. I love what I do for a living. Wouldn't change anything. But yeah, we don't get enough sleep.
Yeah, it's true. But I feel like I've just acclimated to it. I feel fine. I mean, I'm going to do the sleep calculator for me. So my alarm goes off at 3:30. So when should I go to bed? It says either 6:16 p.m., 7:46 p.m., 9:16 p.m., or 10:46 p.m. Well, I fall asleep right in between the 9:16, 10:46, more towards the 10:46. So according to this sleep calculator, I'm doing okay. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's not bad. But it's saying, or you can go to bed at 6 o'clock tonight, and that would balance your body out?
You'll be on the right sleep cycle.
Could you even fathom going to bed tonight at 6 o'clock?
There's just no way. I don't even start doing my work for the night until like 6:30 or 7. So there's just no way that I could do it. I can post a link to this if you guys want to check it out and see where you fall on the sleep calculator thing. You're in a half hour ahead of me. You get up at 3 o'clock?
Yes.
So for you, let's see here. Your times would be, you should go to sleep at either 5:46 p.m., 7:16 p.m., 8:46 p.m., or 10:16 p.m.
Okay, see, but I can do the, I could definitely go to bed tonight at 8:46, and then if I needed to stay up, I could definitely stay up to 10:16 if I had to.
Yeah. You're right on track.
Yeah.
So maybe we're not as sleep deprived as we think that we are. We're getting the cycle, we're on our cycles, so the quality of sleep is better than the quantity of sleep.
I think there are upsides to falling back versus springing forward in my mind, but I do like on Sunday afternoon, because I always forget, there's always like 1 o'clock that I forget. It'll be sun. Let's say it's spring forward, and it's 1 o'clock I forget, and I look, and I'm like, oh, it's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I got more time. No, wait, I forgot to change that, it's 5.
Yeah.
So now I see that clock going, it's 4, oh wait, no, it's 3, I got an extra hour for my Sunday afternoon. That's the one thing I like.
For the first week, I always do that in my head. I'm like, it's 4 o'clock, but really, it's 5 o'clock. It didn't trick me. All right, finally this morning, as everyone knows, every old theater in the world is haunted. That's scientific fact. Just kidding, it's not, but I think it is. So the Regent Theatre in Picton, Ontario, Canada, it's not haunted yet. They've never found a ghost there, even though it's been around for more than a century. So they're making an offer. You can pay $25 to enter a contest, and on Halloween, they're going to draw one name. And that person will win the rights to haunt the theater as a ghost after they die. So if you want to host, be the host ghost at this theater, you just gotta pay $25, and perhaps you will win the rights. The theater has been closed because of the pandemic since March, so they're hoping this contest will help bring in a little money and maybe get them a cool ghost too. So if you are looking for a place to haunt after you move on to the next stage in life, this might be an option for you.
Let's flip-flop it. So our text line is 702-364-9400. Hopefully we don't have to deal with this decades from now. But if you want Mercedes and I to come haunt you after we pass, text us your address or give us your phone number, and we'll track you down. When the time is right, we'll come over and we'll haunt you and do a ghostly morning show for you guys.
Or if you just want to just do a kind of a seance and ask for us, you know.
Let us know.
We'll just kind of keep our ears open for anyone. Yes, the ghost morning show. But we'll come at any time and any day.
8:20 for you, an Apple iPad. This is Shawn Mendes, his latest song called Wonder.
That's Alanis on Mix 94.1. It is 7:58, Mercedes in the morning. I don't know. I just always smile whenever I hear her. We posted a picture a few weeks back of me when I met her at a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And man, I was just a dumb kid so excited to meet Alanis Morissette. But man, it's still, all these years later, I smile when I think about it.
She's one of your favorite artists.
I
She's
love
Alanis.
Her.
It's a
yes.
great song, too. It's a nice feel on this Thursday morning.
It's a nice feel for you, apparently. Sounds like you got yourself a little freebie on someone else's mistake.
I got a bonus last night. You know, I think with the pandemic, food orders, takeout orders, and Uber Eats and Postmates, things have just skyrocketed right now. And restaurants are very busy with the takeout game. And there's going to be some mistakes. And last night, I had a mistake in my favor. I was at the gym, and I do Uber Eats, and I placed my order, ordered two wraps last night, and placed it. And by the time I was pulling out to my house last night, the delivery was there. I got the notification that it arrived, and I see the bag of food, but next to it are two smoothies. So as soon as I see it, I think, uh-oh, they gave me the wrong order. And so I walk up to it and realize, no, the wraps are right. They're chicken wraps. I get the wraps right, but they left me two smoothies. Obviously, they made some kind of mistake. So I called down there to tell them, like, hey, just so you know, there's two smoothies. Do you want the driver to come back and get them? I don't know if you can get in touch with them, because I can't. Or they bring them back, or what do they do? And they said, you know what? No, go ahead and keep it. Because by the time someone comes and gets it, they're going to start losing their quality. They're going to melt some. So they're yours to keep if you want them.
Like, and God forbid they, reuse them afterwards, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we're going to come get them. And then they give them to someone else.
Well, I thought, maybe the guy, whoever dropped it off, was going to the next house who was two smoothies, and
yeah.
he got there and realized, where are those two smoothies? If he was close enough, could he come back and get those two smoothies? But they said, no, just go ahead and keep them. We'll take care of it.
Have you ever ended up on the positive side of a business screw-up where they messed up, but it ended up working out into your favor? And if so, what did you get out of it? 702-364-9400. So did you even order one smoothie?
No, I ordered no smoothies.
Oh,
I just
you just got regular,
yeah.
just random smoothies. How cool.
And I called them, though, and I even said, do you want me to bring them back? And back in my mind, I'm thinking, what if they say yes? I guess I'll drive them down there. But no, go ahead and keep them. Enjoy.
I wonder if they had a thing where if you buy a wrap, you get a smoothie for free, and maybe that's why you got them. Did you drink both of them?
I had half of one because one was one that I actually like, and the other one had a caffeine smell to it. And I think it might have been like a coffee one, and I wasn't about to do coffee last night at 7:30 at night.
Well, why stop now, Red Bull guy? I mean, come on. You probably just finished chugging down a Red Bull. You might as well go that extra step.
But I remember the same place. I did the same thing happened over the summer, though. And but everything was completely wrong. But same thing, I called down. They're like, well, you can keep it, and we can send some new stuff. And they were very accommodating when it happened.
We're usually on the end of them forgetting something for us. Like, we ordered takeout the other night, and I felt bad because my daughter got, she got, soup in a bread bowl, and they just gave her the soup. There was no bread bowl, and she was like, it's fine. It was no big deal. But my husband called, and he's like, just so you know, you forgot the bread bowl. And they were like, I'm so sorry. And so I was kind of annoyed with that. But then a couple weeks ago, we ordered takeout, and he had ordered this pasta. This kind of worked to his advantage. So he ordered this, angel hair pasta, and we get it. And it's definitely not angel hair pasta. It's a totally different pasta dish. It's like ziti noodles, and there's chicken and peas and all this stuff in there. And he just wanted plain angel hair. So I was like, well, do you want me to let them know? Or do you want to reorder? He's like, I'll just eat it. And so he takes a bite. He's like, oh my gosh. He takes another bite. He's like, this is amazing. He's like, this is so good. So the next time we order from that place, he's like, I want to get that. We just got to figure out what the heck it was. Let's talk to Gina. Gina, when did a business screw up to your advantage?
It was just this last weekend. Our doorbell rang. My husband answered it, and it was we didn't Postmates anything. And there was a whole family meal right there in front of our door. So my husband ran out after the guy, but he drove away too fast. And we called the restaurant because their label was on the packaging and said we hadn't touched it. And they're like, well, enjoy your meal.
Whoa.
Wow. Meanwhile, your next door neighbors are like, where's dinner? I know. That worked out.
That's a score.
What can you do? Once they drop it off, they can't give it to anyone else. It's like considered tainted. They won't be able to.
Yeah, I get it. But like Gina, you have like good intentions, like Gina did. Like, hey,
yeah,
it's still here.
Course.
We didn't touch it. You guys can go and get it. But I do understand the safety and sanitation of the whole thing, that especially in these times. We don't know if you touched it or not, and it's hard to do.
And the bottom line is, you don't want to get accused of stealing something after the fact. So you let them know, hey, Danielle, when did a business screw up and it ended up in your favor?
Well, it was actually a burglary. Somebody broke into my car and rifled through my glove box and opened all my stuff and dropped two gift certificates in my car. So I got dinner and a movie.
Wait, the car thief, the burglar, they left you gift certificates?
Yes, they did.
Score.
Nicest burglar ever.
Seriously. Oh,
wow. That's amazing. You know, they're like, oh, man.
What do you got
Where'd
on you?
Where did I leave that?
Here's Dua Lipa. It's Mix.
Hi.
Dua Lipa on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we are super excited about this. Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive benefiting Three Square Food Bank. It's back starting Monday.
It's happening at all Albertsons and Vons locations across the valley. So no excuses. If you can help, we could really use it for Three Square this year. There should be an Albertsons or a Vons location near you starting Monday through November 30th. All 44 locations are going to be participating. And so what we need you to do is just donate food items. There will be a Four Corners Food Drive donation bin located near the registers at all the Albertsons and Vons locations. You can also make monetary donations if it's not convenient for you to go and donate there. We are going to have a link for you all set up, ready to go on our website starting on Monday morning.
Well, actually, you have something very special planned for the Four Corners Food Drive a week from tomorrow with our show. So yeah, mix941.fm for all the details. And then, what, less than 20 minutes right now, we have for you the Apple iPad, right around 8:20, so about 12 minutes right now. Win yourself an Apple iPad. And up next, we're kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
Celebrate your voice and make sure you're registered to vote in the November 3rd election.
Now, more than ever, your vote is your voice. Make yours count.
Log on to mix941.fm and register to vote today.
Please, call a friend or family member and ask them if they're registered.
In November, your vote is your voice.
Caller number 20 right now at 702-364-9400 will win an 8th generation space gray Apple iPad with Wi-Fi and music from some of your favorite Mix artists. Call now and good luck from Mix 94.1.
Man, that'll take a load off your mind if you win that iPad. No stress for one present, at least for the holiday season, right?
Yeah, that is a cool thing right there. And we just dropped that out of the blue, too.
Just boom.
We realize we're running a little bit late, and we're like, let's just play that thing. We said 8:20, it's 8:21, so start dialing right now, and that iPad could be yours.
I know that this 2020 has been the year of stress, so if there's any little thing that we can do to help make it a little less stressful, we want to do it. I know that... For the past week, I've been so stressed out about one little thing, and I tend to overreact and just get in my own head about certain things. And so last week, I was telling you I went to get a mammogram, and the inspiration behind me going is, you know, I should go every year, but my friend, she was diagnosed with breast cancer a couple of months ago, and there's just been some stuff going on with her. So all of us have just been like, we all got to go. And so I went last week, and they said, you know, we should have your results soon in a few days. And so it had been almost a week, and I haven't heard anything. So now I was stressing. I'm just like, oh my gosh, why is it taking so long? To me, it seems like someone can just look at it and just be like, yes, no. Mm-hmm. And then that. So I have been stressing about it, and I know stressing doesn't make things any better. That's kind of why I played that sound yesterday. I was kind of having a mini panic attack. A couple of things were just piling up, and listening to this high frequency sound, which we posted on all of our socials, it really helps a lot. So last night, I'm just sitting there. I think we're getting stuff ready for dinner, and I get a text. And it's from my OBGYN. And my heart just like drops. Because I'm like, okay, this is my answer, yes or no. And then I keep, I won't even read it because I'm analyzing things. And I'm like, if it were bad, he probably would have called me. So it's got to be good because he wouldn't text bad news. Or would he? Maybe he doesn't want to talk to me. So I'm saying all this before I even open it. So finally I open it and it says, all good on the mammogram. Have a great holiday season if I don't see you, you know, all that. And so
that's
I was
awesome.
Like, oh, thank you. Just those little stresses, you know, like, and that's a little stress that could be a big stress. I got that. But that has been just eating at me all week. So it's nice to kind of take that off my plate.
Did they tell you, because I've been in a situation, I forget even what the test was for. Maybe it was a mole that was removed. It was kind of, something that was done medically to me a while back. And I remember after them saying, okay, we're going to send in for the, get the results. We'll call you if there's something wrong. And I said to them, like, can you just call me regardless? Just call me when you get it and say everything is good or if there's something bad, because I don't have that anxiety. And then for some reason, if you're calling me and you're calling because there's an insurance issue and billing information, as soon as I see your number, if you're only calling me for something's bad, I'm going to freak out. So can you let me know either way? Did they tell you that? Like, listen, we'll only reach out if something is bad. Because to me, that's double stress. Like, just let me know either way if it's bad or good.
No, they told me on this that I'd hear from them either way.
Okay, that's
so
good. That's
so
good.
Not only what do you hear from your doctor, but then I should get something in the mail pretty soon that will be an actual like paper copy of everything being okay. But man, yeah, those little things. So especially with the doctors, when you're waiting for results, it's just so nerve wracking. Have you had a little stress lately that's just been kind of wearing on you?
It goes well for my wife's health with her Crohn's disease. She was been on this heavy medication. She started it back in February and she's still taking it, but it's just not, we expected better results. And so the doctor tweaked her medication and things this past week have been really, really good for her. And we're super excited about it. So it's kind of a stressed, and she really kind of changed her diet a little bit and is hyper focused on her diet. So my little stress is that hoping that all of this sticks and it's not just a temporary fix and that we found something that's really going to help her out in the long run, because she went kind of back to her old diet habits last night and didn't feel too well. So we're thinking, okay, now is it diet and this new medication that's really going to fix things for her? So that's kind of like the thing that's in the back of my mind right now.
What's the like diet differences that she went back to that's not good?
She's been pretty much straight vegan for the past 2 weeks. And she's noticed a huge difference, but she also changed her medication. So we've just been talking. She's like, I wonder if true vegan is going to be the big help for her stomach with her Crohn's. Because before she would do vegan food because we knew it was safe. There's no dairy. It's not usually not processed. It was better for her stomach, but she would still have sushi and chicken. So she still have meat in her diet. Last night was the first night she had sushi since the weekend, and it just wasn't sitting right with her.
Oh, yeah. So you just got to fine-tune these little things.
Yeah, exactly.
See what it is that's causing that. Well, I'm glad she's feeling better.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. This past week, her stomach has been like rock solid, and that's a rare thing. So we're super happy. And part of me is thinking maybe it wasn't like good sushi. Maybe you can still have sushi. It was just a bad piece of sushi. So she's going to play with it some more the next week, so we'll see what happens.
Maybe it's going out of town with both the dogs that's helping. you're not looking at the obvious things here.
I'm not around, and your stomach is good.
Well, I think we have one less stress to help someone else with. Let's go to the phones here. Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
You're caller 20.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. This is so incredible. You just got yourself a brand new Apple iPad, the new one. We've got some mixed artist music on there for you, all set. It's sponsored by Republic Records, and it's all yours. Congratulations.
Sweet. Thank you guys so much.
It's a cool prize, and today is the last day to win yourself an iPad. Heather will have one for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. So you want to be listening all day long, because Sean will have one in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's get back into 60 plus minutes commercial free. It's Senorita, Mix 94.1.
Gabby Barrett, Charlie Puth, Mix 94.1. 8:34 on Thursday, Mercedes in the morning. We've got a lot coming up still before we're off the air at 10 o'clock. Hot 3 is on the way next hour. One thing that is going to come up in the Hot 3, which I just thought was kind of a cool idea. A lot of people are working from home right now. And if you are, you're probably having that pandemic fatigue that everyone is talking about, whether you work from home or not. Just everyone's got this, just like so over it. But one way to help that is Marriott, apparently in select cities, is offering a day pass. So the hotel chain will give you this day pass. You can go get a room from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You've got your Wi-Fi, you've got your desk, you've got your chair, you've got they give you free coffee, bottled water, it's food, and you have access to their on-site facilities. And it's just a way for you to get out of the house without going into the workplace, still in a safe environment. I thought that was kind of a cool way to get things done.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing, too, because then you're also giving the hotel employees more work, which is great. And these rooms that are just sitting there, you're putting it to good use. Has anyone changed your work environment? If you're working at home and you're going somewhere else now to work satellite from your office, instead of going to the office, you're going somewhere else, Starbucks, where are you going? My wife's coworker is going to Hawaii for a month. He got a dirt cheap flight. And he found a place on Airbnb, and him and his girlfriend are both flying to Hawaii to just because my wife's company, they just got word that they're not coming back until April 1st.
Oh, wow.
They said, you know, things could change, but as of now, we're going to don't plan on it. We're pushing it back until April 1st. And he is he works in their LA office, and he lives with his girlfriend and his buddy and his buddy's girlfriend. So they've been all at home, working from home, the four of them, since when did lockdown start? Back in March? So they got that word, and they're like, we have to get out of here. This is just, it's getting to be too much. And he looked, and it's a dirt cheap rate and flight, and so they're going to Hawaii for a month.
It's funny. Maybe they'll run into my buddy Ross. He's working from Hawaii right now.
He's in Hawaii, really?
He and his wife, they went out there, and they got, it was, I think one of her family members has a timeshare out there, wasn't being used, so they're staying there, and they're just working from there. And I said, like, doesn't Hawaii have a quarantine process where you have to like stay in for 2 weeks? And he said they have a program where if you get tested before and like quarantine for 72 hours and then go there and show your negative result, then you're fine. So that's what they did. And they're doing their work there, but they're hanging out and enjoying the weather. And yeah, they've got it all set up. I thought that's brilliant.
We should make the introductions. They can hang out together.
Yeah, well, we should go, and we could still do the show from there.
Seriously, we can do. That's the thing. We have the capabilities of doing the show from anywhere.
All I need is my microphone and a laptop, and literally, we can make it happen.
It is kind of crazy because every morning I log on to the radio station before I come in. I'm looking at the radio station, loading stuff up. I'm like, this is nuts that we can now have the capabilities. We don't have full capabilities if we would to be in studio, but we still have the capabilities to pretty much do the basic show from anywhere. Okay, so if you can go anywhere, where would you want to go?
That's allowed right now. Cause of course I'd want to go overseas, but that's not going to work. My first choice would be like Paris. My place within the United States, somewhere with ocean, I would take like, a San Diego. I would love a Hawaii, but I'd say San Diego, close enough. Where I feel comfortable driving there.
Yes.
And you know, not having to worry about flying. I would take a San Diego. How about you?
Wyoming was really nice when we went there over the summer. But I was just looking at some stuff in Wyoming. And it's like 8 degrees and snow. So I don't know about that. It would be nice to go back up there in a cool cabin with a fire going in the morning, drinking my coffee, doing the radio show with you. That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be so much fun. My friend Ross is listening. He just wrote, aloha, come broadcast here. Ross, you've got to call in. I'm going to send him our number here so he can call
in. Yeah, have him call in. Let us know how it's going out there.
But, I mean, they're 3 hours earlier out there, so it's like 5:30. Or are they 4 hours?
Well, I don't know. Is it three?
I'm not sure. I just, yeah, it's... What a cool way to just get your work done. Is anyone doing something like that? Are you planning to just take your laptop and go and get your work done somewhere else? Because, hey, you're tired of sitting in your house all day long. 702-364-9400.
And my wife's coworker, they came out to Vegas over the summer and I met him. Super nice guy, and his girlfriend's very sweet. But he was telling me about his situation where his buddy had just moved into, they just moved in together. As roommates, and he got this new girlfriend right before like lockdown started for him. So he's like, we just moved in together, him and his buddy, and then now we can't leave the house. And so I think this was back in July. Things were starting to wear on him. Here we are in October, and then finding out that they can't go back into the office until April. So Hawaii, here I come.
I know, seriously. It looks like my friend Ross is calling Hawaii. Hi, Ross.
Aloha.
I mean, you're getting your work done, but you're in paradise when you're doing it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We get up at 4:30 every morning to stay on West Coast time and a little bit of East Coast business, too. And it's working out. It's just, we love it. We get to swim in the afternoon after working all day. So now, it's Ross, a unique experience for sure.
Ross is a fraternity brother of mine. We're both Sigma Chi. So in Hulk, Ross, good to always talk to a fraternity brother. How's your fantasy team doing this year?
Not as strong as last year. I've had a couple good games, but I don't know. I'm not up in that leaderboard.
Yeah, we're all in the same league here. I after last week, I'm just like, there's no hope for
what's
me.
What's your record, Mercedes?
I think I'm like 4-4, 4-3.
You got a chance.
Yeah,
in our league, you got a chance. What are you, Ross?
You know, honestly, I'm a little distracted at the beach right now.
He's like, what fantasy team? Hey, what was the whole quarantine process like or to get into Hawaii? I was trying to explain it, but I don't know if I got it right.
So we flew out here 2 days after they started the quarantine waiver period. And what it is that you have to get tested by an authorized provider 72 hours before departure. And so if you file your paperwork and you can prove your negative test, then you don't have to quarantine. If you don't meet those conditions, then you have to quarantine for 2 weeks and not leave the hotel room. So we did a lot of running around. We got our tests right before we left. We got our negative results, so it wasn't a problem. So we've just been roaming freely.
Oh, nice.
A lot of the hotels are still closed, but things are opening up kind of with a target date of November 1st. So we're getting there.
Are people wearing masks still out there, or how's that?
Yeah, the masks are very prevalent. It's you know, it really feels like a super safe environment because everybody that is visiting had to go through quarantine and or not quarantine, but testing. And people are still wearing masks. And it feels almost kind of like a bubble environment.
Yeah, it's all
a bubble on an island.
That's the bubble I want to be in. Well, have fun. Drink a Mai Tai for me, Ross. And thanks
sure
for
thing.
Still listening to us out there in Hawaii.
Absolutely. Every day.
We love him.
Are you staying in a hotel or a house?
We are in a hotel on the beach. I'm on the 11th floor, looking over the ocean.
Look at you.
And the sun is about to just come up.
Oh, God bless
you. Take
it.
A picture. We'll
yeah.
retweet it. I'm so jealous. All right. Bye, buddy. Tell Amanda hi.
See you, brother.
He is like my best friend. He is.
We could ask him about he's in the Atlantis photo with you.
Yes, he was. He was there. He's the reason I am in radio, that Ross. Like, he's the one. He's super, super good friend of mine.
All right, looking for a place to quarantine and work from home? Go to Hawaii.
What's your fantasy record?
Oh, I start off strong. I had 2 wins, and then I've been on a decline. I can't get it together, so I'm 2-whatever. I'm 2-4, 2-5, but how many games are we in the season?
I don't even know. It's funny, though. Yet last weekend, I set my lineup, and then after the game started, I went to look at it, and 2 of my players were out. I just chalked up 2 zeros. It was so annoying.
It's frustrating, but we try. It's all you can do. Up next is the hot 3. What do you got?
All right. A new study says doing this can help you sleep better. We've been talking a lot about sleep. Also, this morning, a startling number of people have already started doing this. It's only October. We'll tell you what it is. And a woman is busted for scamming Amazon. Wait until you hear what she did and how much money she got doing it. That's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
All right, so here's some more proof that marriage is really just one of those things that you have to give and take. And in this one, you might have to give a little so that your partner can take a little. Couples who share a bed may fight over the covers, but research finds a new benefit to sleeping together. According to this study, cuddling, snuggling, or spooning with your sweetie can actually help you sleep longer and more deeply. The research focused on young couples whose sleeping patterns were tracked in a lab using instruments that could measure how deep their sleep cycles were. And they found that couples who shared a bed were more likely to move around during the course of the night, but they were also able to get more high quality sleep. They say that participants who were snoozing close to their significant other got 10% more rapid eye movement, dream state sleep, than they did when they slept alone. So how does cuddling up help couples sleep better? Well, they concluded that they're able to synchronize their sleep patterns when you sleep together. And that extra sleep that you get will improve your social interactions. It'll decrease your emotional stress. There's just so many benefits to it. So they're saying it might just give you the extra boost regarding your mental health and your memory and your creative problem solving skills.
Do you guys spoon at night?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh, no. I can't touch him other than our hands. We fall asleep holding hands. That's how we fall asleep. But then once our hands get hot, then we're to each their own. Mm-hmm. We're still in the same bed. I get too warm. He gets uncomfortable. My neck feels all weird laying on him. I can't do it. Do you guys?
We start touching somehow. Sometimes it's just my hand on her butt, put my hand down on her butt. I'll do that. But it's not for the entire night. I'll move it off at some point, or she'll reach over and touch me. She doesn't like it when my feet touches her. She thinks my feet are gross because I don't trim my nails as much as I should.
Ew.
So she gets very angry when my feet come over to her side of the bed. But I can't tell you the last time we spooned. If my wife said, let's spoon, I'm like, no, go downstairs and get a spoon. I'm not spooning.
Well, we like have two separate blankets, so we can't really spoon. We're never right up next to each other. I've got my gravity blanket, which is really like the Iron Curtain. There's no way you're getting through that one. And then he's got his blanket that he uses, and we all just kind of wrap up. So I do agree, though, with being in the same bed. When he's out of town for work, I cannot sleep. It is impossible for me to fall into a deep sleep. It's the oddest thing.
That's my wife, she's out of town for 2 weeks. I'm sleeping just fine.
You're like, I don't even notice.
I'm sleeping just fine.
All right. Also this morning, you've heard the debates about when it's time to put up your Christmas decorations, when it's okay to start playing Christmas music. We actually had one of those debates earlier this morning, but here's something new. According to a new survey, a startling number of people have already started watching holiday movies. 1 in 3 people say they've already started watching a Christmas flick. And of those, 40% say they started watching early in October, which begs the question, when did the others start? Well, 37% said September and 20% said August or earlier.
Wow.
Yeah. 80% of those who started early say they think they're going to need to find new holiday movies to watch this year. For now, the holiday movies people love to revisit the most are Home Alone, It's a Wonderful Life, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And 64% of people say they're looking forward to the holidays more than ever this year, probably because the pandemic has put such a damper on things. That, or maybe just because they want to skip to the end of 2020. I don't know.
Anyone watching Die Hard? Because Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
We have this debate. I don't agree with that.
You really? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know you were on the, it's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. It's an action movie that takes place during Christmas. But to me, a Christmas movie is something that centers around the holiday of Christmas. And I don't feel like that does. But I know a lot of people disagree with that. So I'm not going to get in a big fight about that one. I know every time I say that, people are like, it is a Christmas movie.
It's you take one side or the other. It's, you know, it's political season. Let's not go down the Die Hard debate
right
now.
No,
who
kidding
can handle that right now?
You know what's coming back? A new one. What was the Christmas Chronicles, that Netflix Christmas movie that was on with Kurt Russell last year? It was so good. Well, they have part two, and I think that's coming out in a couple of weeks. And Goldie Hawn, she's in it. She's Mrs. Claus. That was a really good one. If you haven't watched Christmas Chronicles and you're looking for a new movie to watch for the holidays, I highly recommend that.
Yeah, that was a cute one that came out last year.
Loved it. All right. Finally, this morning, if you are going to run a scam that sounds like it takes this much time and effort, shouldn't it be a little more lucrative? There is a 32-year-old woman named Hoa Tibma in Tampa, Florida. She ran a 5-year Amazon scam from March of 2015 until this past August. She would order items from Amazon and then she'd return them. And she'd always check the box that said she was paying for her own shipping, so they would reimburse her for the costs. Only she wasn't paying for the shipping. Instead, she would use prepaid shipping labels from canceled orders to ship the stuff back to Amazon. She pulled this move 42,000 times before she finally got caught. That averages out to more than 20 returns a day. She used 31 different accounts, but they were all in her name and used her address. So how much money did she make for all this effort? Just around $100,000 total.
Not bad.
For 5 years and 42,000 times, I feel like she should have been in the millions. I don't know. Maybe I'm overanalyzing. She's facing a grand theft charge, so it doesn't really matter how much. She's in big trouble.
Oh, man, she got busted. Clever, though. Man, people have a lot of time on their hands to figure these things out.
Hey, when you are trying to scam someone, you got to do your research.
Here is Kane Brown, Be Like That, and we're doing 60-plus minutes commercial-free. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.